While Russia has been in recent news for their attempts to influence the 2016 presidential election, my next guest joins us with a story that makes that action seem almost insignificant. What if you were told that Russia was trying to make America defenseless against a nuclear attack? Okay, and what if you were told that they succeeded? That was the real-life situation my guest faced as an FBI agent. He reveals in his new book how he went after the person of interest who committed the treason that enabled Russia to achieve what they did. His book is 3 Minutes to Doomsday, An Agent, a Traitor, and the Worst Espionage Breach in U.S. History. He's a former FBI special agent, Joe Navarro. Thanks for being here today, Joe.
Chris, great to be here.
And Joe's website, jnforensics.com, so you can see what an FBI special agent does in their retirement years. The I guess workaholic might be a kind phrase.
I don't know what else to do. I need to be busy.
All right. Your focus in 3 Minutes to Doomsday starts and ends, and I'm treating your book, oddly enough, like a novel. Only what I do with a novel is I'll read about halfway through because I don't want to tip the hand and spoil the trip for the reader.
Yeah.
But it revolves around Roderick James Ramsey. Who was he, and what were the initial suspicions about Rod?
Yeah, so, you know, we knew nothing about Roderick Ramsey. The U.S. Army and the West German government had conducted an espionage investigation. There was a leak in Germany, and they had arrested a guy named Clyde Lee Conrad. They sent out a teletype to, you know, talk to anybody that might know him. And when I went out to talk to him on a good Tuesday morning, little did I know that it would turn into a 10-year investigation. But what gave this individual up as being a person of interest was when I mentioned the name of Clyde Lee Conrad, his cigarette shook in his hand. And he did that 3 times. And then I thought, why would the name of an individual make you so nervous? And so we began a multi-year investigation and started talking to this individual, but no one had any idea about how disastrous this espionage ring had been.
To the point where, as I said in the intro, Russia, if they wanted, and we'll talk about the timeline as far as at that stage in history, what was Russia's situation, or what was the situation between U.S. and Russia?
Well, you know, the Soviet Union had, first of all, you have to remember, Khrushchev had said, "We will bury you." This is, you know, and the policy of the Soviet Union had been to keep the United States as its principal enemy. And they were, in essence, conducting war by other means, which was through espionage, disinformation, you know, unsettling of elections in Greece and Italy and elsewhere. And so, you know, this was a very precarious time. Leading up to 1988, when all this is going on. Now, remember, nobody knew the wall was going to fall. In fact, the predictions were that as more and more people clamored for freedom behind the Soviet Union, that the greater danger would be that the tail would wag the dog, and they might initiate actions against the West just to divert the attention of their own people. It was, and that's why it's 3 minutes to doomsday, because the atomic scientist said this is a very precarious time.
You alluded to this too with the shaking of the cigarette, and I'm reading 3 Minutes to Doomsday. We're talking with its author, former special agent with the FBI, Joe Navarro, here on Issues and Ideas, and you talk about the shaking of the cigarette, and you talk about the dynamics of the interviews and your observations. And I'm reading this, and I'm thinking, Joe Navarro is not the person I would ever want to play poker with, because if I got to tell, man, he's going to spot it.
Well, you know, I've been kicked out of a few tables, or they got up and left. You know, nonverbal communication is half the equation. It's every police officer, every law enforcement officer will tell you it's about reading the person in front of you. And this individual was telling us nonverbally, there's some issues here, there's something wrong. What we never anticipated, as you know, Chris, from the book, is that this would become one of the largest espionage rings in the history of the United States. Rod Ramsey eventually led to the arrest of Jeff Gregory, Jeff Rondeau, Kelly Therese Church, and what no one knew was the depth of what they gave away.
Which were basically, technically, they're called the PALs, the permissive action links. Which is that what the football holder carries when they're following the president?
Well, you're onto it. Part of it is the permissive action links, the PALs, which are the final locking mechanism on every nuclear weapon. But he also was able to steal the nuclear go codes. And, you know, this is just unprecedented because when the enemy has these things in their hands, their ability to replicate it, control it, or even negate our ability to use it is what was at stake.
That's basically the keys to the cars you'll discover in 3 minutes to doomsday. Rod Ramsey was, I guess, my understatement for the morning will be, he was an arrogant individual. How valuable is a suspect's arrogance in trying to get to them?
Well, you know, one of the things we find with arrogant individuals is that's self-entitlement. And he really felt that because the evidence was overseas, the evidence was principally in the hands of the Soviets, that he could talk his way out of it. And that's one of the things that was on our side, which was his thinking that as bright as he was, and as you know, Chris, he scored the second highest IQ score in U.S. Army history on the IQ exam. Very intelligent, very bright, very narcissistic, really thought that he could get away with it.
And at the same time, too, maybe on the flip side, when you're doing the interviews and talking with suspects like Ramsey, mm-hmm. how cautious are you where you don't do or say something where you lose them or have them shut down?
Well, and that was always the fear because we didn't have the evidence. You know, you have to prove a case in court. And he could have shut down at any moment. He could have asked for an attorney, and that would have shut the operation down. He could have given us false information. He could have done any number of things, including escape. He was just, imagine this, he had a photographic memory, which he proved to us. He could have just as easily escaped, and he would have been welcomed in the Soviet Union because what he knew was just as good as the documents that he stole.
Wrapping up our time with former special agent from the FBI, Joe Navarro, with his book, 3 Minutes to Doomsday, An Agent, a Traitor, and the Worst Espionage Breach in U.S. History, here on Issues and Ideas. Is there, much like we see in TV shows, is there a single turning point in a case, or is there a puzzle that's completed, but then you got to find the picture that matches the puzzle?
Well, I'll tell you what. He told us that they had so many secrets. They had rented a secret apartment, but we couldn't find it. And it took us almost 4 months to this is before Google Earth. And then we finally found it. And once we had that, then we knew that everything else he had told us was the truth. And that's really when the case took a lot more momentum.
There is some humor, too, which I think anyone in the working world will appreciate in 3 Minutes to Doomsday, which brings about this question. Who's less cooperative, a suspect or a bureaucracy?
Let me tell you something. When I'm asked who is the toughest enemy, the people within our own organization. It was an incredible fight just to get things done, and bureaucracies are what they are. They're just scleroic and difficult, and they really downplay initiative, and that's the sorry aspect of it.
I mean, you're literally at a turning point in the case, and some paper pusher comes up to you and taps you on the shoulder and says, you know, you have to file this report before the end of business today.
Yeah, it's incredible. You got to have your oil changed because it's preventive maintenance, and you're 3 days over.
Well, you don't want to violate the warranty. and it comes in. And I don't want to tip the hand here, but when you're after all the work, the 16, 18, 20 hours,
yep.
the leads that don't pan out, the surprises that do pan out. You're sitting there facing the accuser as they're being convicted. Mm-hmm. What goes through your head?
You know, what went through my mind, I'll never forget, is that this was a tragedy on so many levels because, you know, I got to know his family, which were really very decent people. And, of course, they were traumatized. But I also thought of about the 250,000 U.S. soldiers who had been in Western Europe, and all because of these individuals, they would have been obliterated in an instant.
Yeah. And also, too, a lesson, too, when you see a picture of Rodney James Ramsey in Joe's book, it'll make you think, you know, don't judge a book by cover, because when you look at Rod, you'd never think that he was who he was and he did what he did. But Joe tells the story, in fact, and some laughs along the way, too, strangely enough. That's part of the reason why Joe's book, 3 Minutes to Doomsday, has been optioned for a movie, and hopefully it becomes a movie, because it is a wild ride, as you'll read, and you'll become addicted to it, because Joe was a great storyteller with the facts and scary part of history, which we did not know fully about until 3 Minutes to Doomsday, An Agent, a Traitor, and the Worst Espionage Breach in U.S. History. Joe's website, jmforensics.com. Joe, thanks so much for the heroic work that you did in your career and for the storytelling that you do today to help us learn that, you know, history can be learned from and better not be repeated in cases like this, because that was a dangerous time. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. I'm honored.